The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are taking a bunch of heat because they decided to rest their best players yesterday. It's not another team's responsibility to fill your building. Your team should be the draw.
The only thing I would say about the dynamic pricing, I think there's a time to do it. When the Astros were awful and couldn't fill that building, and the only way they were going to make any money was when the Yankees and Red Sox were coming to town, I didn't really have a problem with them doing that. When you've got a decent team, though, I do have a problem with it.
If you had to say who the front runner is right now, it might be James Harden over Russell Westbrook.
I did see one story that made that case.
You know how I feel about the MVP. I believe it's a two-way award.
But he's playing better defense than he did last year.
Well, good Lord, Fred. I mean,
he's not playing at the level he was 2 years ago, but
last year was embarrassing.
I've seen a lot more defensive effort out of him, and I've seen him make a lot of plays on defense this year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And AJ's going to be gone tomorrow, so we'll go through the NFL games against the line today. We'll do it again tomorrow with Barry, for those of you who are used to getting it at 5 o'clock on Fridays. But we'll do that. But also wanted to kind of go through some of the bowls. And we really can't go through all of them. So those of you who are doing those bowl brackets probably can't help you. No. But there's a few games I can point out that I said,
let's just give our thoughts on what's going to happen between now and Monday.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you a couple on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then
right.
Before we leave for the holiday, we'll give you what we think is going to happen in the rest of the games.
And I think it will all be beautiful. Yeah. So let's start with the game that I'm most interested in from a personal standpoint, the University of Houston.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the New Mexico Bowl.
No.
Not your top priority, huh?
No, but the University of Houston, which I was all set to tell everybody unload on San Diego State, correct?
Yeah. And I said you're going to see a overinflated number, and then I was totally wrong because the number that came out was...
It was three initially. It's four now. I
thought it was going to be 7.5 or something like that.
I thought it was going to be 8 or 9, to be perfectly honest. I like Houston at 4.
I do, too. I think, you know, them keeping Applewhite is a big deal. I think that this San Diego State team, if you watched them down the stretch, they just sort of fell off. Pumphrey was not the same guy he was early on in the season. I like UH.
Yeah, and UH can stop the run.
Yep.
And if you're one-dimensional, generally, Todd Orlando takes that away from you. So I won't play it because I'm fundamentally opposed to playing UH games, but I like UH quite a bit. Texas San Antonio +7.5 against New Mexico.
I love New Mexico.
I do, too. I think New Mexico is going to eat their souls.
I think UTSA, what they've done is pretty impressive from where that program was to get to here is nice. New Mexico is, I don't know, statistically, they may be the number one rushing team in the country. They run the ball, and they run the ball on everybody. And if this were a good team that was going to maybe put them behind and then force them to throw, I'd give them a chance. But this is a team that New Mexico is as good or better than. So if New Mexico even gets a little bit of a lead, I think they're going to continue to pull away. And I think this game might be close at halftime, and it might be a 14-21 point win for New Mexico.
New Mexico has quietly had a really good season.
Yeah, they're pretty solid.
And
that's another program that 3-4 years ago was just an embarrassment.
Yeah.
I mean, New Mexico and New Mexico State are historically two of the worst college football programs.
Which doesn't make a ton of sense.
Because, they're right here next to us.
Like, right. You can get a lot of kids out of West
Texas. A couple kids.
And I know UTEP steals a few because, you know, they're, UTEP is basically Eastern New Mexico, but you should be able to recruit over here. And there's some kids who can play in New Mexico too.
Yeah.
But no, I like New Mexico here, and I appreciate what UTSA has done, but realistically, I think they're way overmatched.
Yeah.
Central Florida, -5.5, Arkansas State. I really like what Scott Frost has done at Central Florida. I like the way this team has gotten better and better and better each week for the most part. They that AAC schedule is pretty tough. Frost is going to be trying to make another statement here. I like Arkansas State. I think the number's about right, but I'm going to go Central Florida.
I like Central Florida, too. I think that it's going to be a decent game. I think 5.5 points. I just like Central Florida better. I like them by about a touchdown.
Yeah, and I'd prefer if it were 4, but I'll take 5.5. How about Appalachian State +1 against Toledo? Basically a pick 'em here.
Basically a pick 'em. I think it's going to be a good game, too. I think that Toledo is pretty balanced, which is why I like them. They've got one of the, I mean, between Kareem Hunt and Terry Swanson, they've got a great running game. And Logan Woodside was the number 2 highest rated passer in college football. They're all over the place offensively. They convert third down at a ridiculous rate. I'm not really sure, honestly, why this number is what it is. I like Toledo quite a bit.
Yeah, I do too. And if you go back and look at what Toledo's done this year,
not to mention they beat the snot out of these guys already once this year.
Yeah,
they beat them by 3 touchdowns.
And
no, Arkansas State. Never mind.
Yeah, no. You're confusing your states.
But it's the same conference, and that's what. So I would say those are equivalent teams.
Toledo's losses this year at BYU. They lost to Ohio, who turned out to be pretty good, and they lost to Western Michigan.
Yeah. I think Toledo wins this game handily.
And the BYU game, they damn near beat BYU. They lost 55-53. BYU's a good football team. I like Toledo quite a bit. Southern Miss -6 against UL Lafayette in the Mercedes-Benz Bowl.
This is a, first of all, this is a terrible game.
Yeah, this is one that I don't have a ton of.
This is not one I'm really thrilled about watching. I like Southern Miss. I think that I really don't think much of UL Lafayette. I actually have higher expectations for them coming in, and they've been a bit of a disappointment.
They have, but you know what? They won 3 of their last 4. They played better at the end of the season, and I like them getting 6 points.
I'll go the other way.
All right. On Monday, we'll do the Monday game real quick. Just actually, can we do the next two? Because I actually love both these plays. Tulsa -12.5 against Central Michigan. Tulsa is going to destroy Central Michigan. I think they cover the 12.5, and I'll go over 69.5. And here's a bold prediction. Tulsa may go over 69 by themselves.
Yeah, they're going to score a lot of points.
So I love Tulsa in that game. And here's another one that I'm absolutely in love with. Memphis getting 5.5 points from Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky going through the coaching change. Jeff Brohm's gone. This Memphis team, if you look at their body of work over the second half of the season, pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why Memphis is not favored.
They should be favored. You're giving me 5.5. Better yet, you're giving me +180 money line.
Yeah.
I feel you can move on this game as if it's going to be played on Tuesday. If you're doing a bowl pool and you're ranking like 1 through whatever and you get the most points for one, take Memphis to cover as your number 1 game.
All right.
That's how good I feel about that. Oh, well. So, what do you think? Am I way off base on that?
No, I like Memphis. I like Memphis to cover that easily.
Yeah, I think they win the football game. I really do. But all right, that's pretty much, that gets us through Tuesday, right? So, it gives you enough action for the weekend. I should get you some stuff to play on. And of the games I'm actually playing, though, I want to make this clear. I'm going to play Memphis with both hands. I'm going to play Tulsa. I will play Toledo. And that's it. I may play New Mexico. But the other games, that's just the direction I would go.
It's just your lean.
Yeah. Because I won't play the UH game. And Central Florida, I'll wait till the last minute. But I'll put all my plays for the weekend on.
Are you in our office pool? Are you doing mostly college, mostly NFL this week?
I did mostly college. In fact, I can tell you exactly what I did this week.
I've got 3 college, 2 NFL.
And I was 3-2 last week, and both of them were close that I missed. I was like right down to the wire, so I felt pretty good about them. But yeah, I'll give you my 5 that I did. I took Houston in that.
Okay.
-3.5. I took Toledo, -1.5. I took the Dolphins -2.5 over the Jets. I took Lafayette to cover against Southern Miss, and I took Tulsa to cover over Central Michigan.
Okay.
So I took 4 college games and 1 NFL game.
No, I took 4. I took 4 and 1 too. I took UH, Toledo, Southern Miss, and Tulsa, and then
you know what's going to happen here. One of us is going to win this week, and it's going to come down to Lafayette or Southern Miss.
And then I took Tampa +7.5.
Okay, that's what's going to happen because we have 4 of the same games, and we're only different on one.
I'd take that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. If it comes down to that, so be it.
What's your NFL game that you took?
I took the Dolphins -2.5 over the Jets because I don't think Ryan Tannehill being out affects them that much, and the Jets are terrible, and it's under 3. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about that. Tell you what else I feel pretty good about? Slashing my payments. And, guys, if you have not checked out slashmypayments.com and you've got a car note, then now's the time to do it. Because maybe you spent all this money on Christmas gifts and everything else, and you're like, oh, man, I need some money. Well, you can get it here because you're already paying too much for your car. Car dealers make most of their profit off your loan by marking up your rate. Dealers mark up your rate sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. And not only that, they told us a story this week. Somebody was paying 9.75%, which, hey, that's great if you're a radio show, but that's a lot if you're paying for a car, right? Well, guess what they cut that down to?
What they cut it down to, Fred?
From 9.75%. To 3.74%.
That's ridiculous.
That's what they can do for you. There's no reason for these car dealers to be making money off of you when that's your money, man. And Slash My Payments is going to get it for you.
It's like stealing, I tell you. You can't allow this to go on. Refinance your current auto loan. It's slashmypayments.com. It's simple. It's easy. It takes just a couple minutes to do it. And it doesn't cost you a dime. Slashmypayments.com. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you are on your way to saving money. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
All right, we are back on the Blitz, and we're getting a little gamble on for you here because AJ's not going to be here tomorrow, but very fortunate to have our good friend Barry Laminack fill in, who's pretty much one of my favorite fill-ins, and he's in my top 3.
Solid.
Yeah. Well, Barry's very fun, and Barry and I got some other stuff we're going to be doing next year, too, which is going to he's just such a funny, talented dude. Look forward to having him in tomorrow, and appreciate him filling in, even though always better when we have the A-team here, but it's holidays, man. This is going to happen. For the most part, we've all pretty much worked it out where none of us are here on days where one of us isn't, but this is the one exception. All right, let's go through the NFL. Rams, Seahawks tonight, we've already talked about. I think if you have to play this in a pool, I take the Rams, but there's in real life betting, there's not a number you could put on the Rams that would make me bet them, and there's no way in hell I'm ever giving up 15 points, so I will not play this game, but if you have to do something, I would take the Rams.
Well, if you have to do something, you should have done it on Monday when I did it, when the number first came out. It was 41, under 41.
Yeah, under 41. Thursday now it's night. 39 now.
Yeah, under 41 on Thursday night with that Rams team.
What scares me is the Seahawks might put 41 up by themselves if they bring the game.
I mean, that's always the concern with these games, but I'd love to see the over under Thursday nights, like what the totals have ended up on. I bet it's something like 12-1, something
like
that.
It's got to be over 85%.
Yeah, it's a very strong play typically. So I like that. I don't know if I like it at 39. Once it gets under 40, it just seems like a really tiny number.
Yeah, but you know what? The fact that it's coming down, that makes me feel good about the under. I mean, that's the direction people are going.
It's the only play you can make. You can't go over. Even 39, I wouldn't play over.
This game is Saturday, of all things. The Dolphins -2.5 at the Jets, even with Matt Moore. I like Miami a lot here. They've got a lot to play for. The Jets have pretty much quit.
Still showing 2.5 on your side?
I'm seeing 2.5, and I'm feeling good about 2.5.
I've got 3 now.
Again, the public's kind of going the way I'm thinking there.
Yeah, I don't love it either way.
I don't love it, but I'm not going to play it, but I played it on our pick 5, and I feel pretty good about it.
Gun to head, I guess I'd be on the Dolphins, but I don't feel good about that at all.
Okay, we go to the Sunday game. You know what I just realized? My birthday's this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just realized it?
I just realized that I realized it earlier in the week when AJ mentioned his wife's birthday was this weekend, but it just struck me when I looked at this. It's like, holy bleep, I'm going to be 52 years old. It's
what came first, chicken or egg? Because is Fred forgetting his birthday because he's super old, or he wants to forget his birthday because he's
super old? I want to forget my birthday because I'm super old. Right. I want to ignore it. Although, a friend of mine made a really good point earlier today. Dude, at this age, you should celebrate like hell because you made it another year.
Yeah.
I'm kind of down with that. All right, Tampa Bay +7 at the Dallas Cowboys. I'd be leaning Buccaneer here.
I'm all over the Bucs at that number. 7.5 is what it was earlier. I guess I better play it if I want to, but yeah, I like that. I think that I'm not saying the wheels have fallen off in Dallas, but I do think it's kind of you're starting to see they're two key guys on offense. They have never played this many games
in
a year,
and you could easily see them hitting a wall. The last three games, they've not been dominant, even though they've won two of them. And I think the Cowboys win this football game.
I do, too.
But I also think Tampa's no joke. They keep it close. And it'll be real interesting to see how Prescott and Elliott do here because they're getting into uncharted territories. Detroit +4 at New York. Every instinct I have tells me to take the Lions here. I can't do it. That's where I would lean if you made me make a bet. I'll tell you what I will do. I will punch the over 41 a few times.
I like there to be a lot of offense. I just don't have a good feel for either side. I think if I had to, I would take points.
Okay, Philadelphia +5.5 at Baltimore. I think Baltimore bounces back here, and I think Philly's kind of going the wrong direction. So,
what's the number you've got?
5.5. It's a few more points. It's about 1.5 more than I'd like to give, but I still feel good about the Ravens here.
Can I give you some astonishing numbers?
Sure.
The Ravens, with Jimmy Smith on the field, number one overall defense, number three against the pass.
Right.
With Jimmy Smith off the field, they are number 26 overall defense, 28th against the pass. That guy means more to – I mean – You see their success.
Yeah,
we
talked about the other day when he got hurt, but yeah, I still like the Ravens here though. But that is a pretty telling stat. Packers -6 at Bears. I might regret this, AJ. I think I'd take the Bears to cover.
I'm with you on that, man. The Bears at home, cold
and I like Matt Barkley. He's playing pretty well. Thought I'd say that.
They've been running well with Jordan Howard. I like him. Getting Alshon Jeffrey back, I think, could be big. I'm not saying they win, but I do think they keep it 1-6.
One of our listeners tweeted earlier, he's going to be at Soldier Field. I'm like, I'm sorry.
No thanks.
There's no way I would go to that. Indianapolis +4 at Minnesota. I got to think the Colts bounce back here. I really do. Outside of a field goal, I think I got to take the Colts.
I don't think I want anything to do with this until I know what's up with Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I
don't know that I'm playing it, but I'm just saying, again, we're picking these for people who have to do them all.
Right. But that's a tough call because if you make that, I'd wait until – if you make a play, I'd wait until it's announced.
Yeah.
Because without Andrew Luck, there's no way you can push a button that says Indianapolis.
I don't know that I'm playing it either way, but if he's playing, yeah, I'm definitely – I would take them to cover 4. Here's an intriguing one to me. Cleveland +10 at the lowly Buffalo Bills.
I'll go the Clevelanders.
Give me RG Deuce. And not only that, I kind of want to see the weather conditions.
RG Deuce, is his dad playing?
No, I'm just referring to the fact of what he does on the field.
Oh, okay.
But I like the Browns to cover. I don't mind the Browns at plus 365 to win their only game of the season.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I thought if they were going to do that, I thought last week was the week.
I kind of think after last week, though, Buffalo's done.
They might be.
And it may be time. And
Rex Ryan is, he's probably going to get fired.
He's dead coach walking, and I just think that's one where. All right, Tennessee plus five at Kansas City. I think Kansas City wins this football game, but I don't think it's easy.
I'm with you. I'll take the
Titans plus five, and I think they keep this game very close. I think it's a field goal game, but I think the Chiefs win. The Jaguars plus five against your Texans. I can't bet the Jaguars ever.
I can't either.
I want to. I see plus five against the Texans, and I just want to. But I can't do it.
No, I'm with you. I don't see a way that I can push a button there because the Jags are just really, really awful. I think five is not a number that I'd be looking to bet the Texans at either.
No, but it's a really good number. I'll tell you what I do like, over 39.5. I think they one of these teams scores enough points to get it over 39.5.
I don't feel great about that.
I don't think it's going to be 17-14. Let me just put it that way.
All right.
New Orleans plus three at the Arizona Cardinals. The way the Saints are playing right now, and
both these teams have quit.
They both have quit, but I'll tell you what, the Cardinals really should have won that game last week. They couldn't kick. They were caught in a rainstorm. It's at Arizona. They both quit. Give me the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals beat them here.
I'm with you. I like the Cardinals too.
San Francisco plus 14 at Atlanta.
I'll just make it simple. I'll take the Falcons.
I won't play this game because, I don't need to give up 14 points in an NFL
ridiculous.
Game.
Ridiculous. But if I was in a pool, I had to take a side, yeah. I'd take the Falcons.
And I'm with you on that 100%. Patriots minus three at the Broncos.
Patriots, by the way, I don't know if he'll play, but the Patriots just picked up Michael Floyd off waivers, yeah. So they added to their collection of weapons.
I kind of think the Broncos slipper has been crushed. I think the Patriots go in there and win. Three is the right number, so I can't
gonna
play.
I like that number three. I think that it's going to be a very low scoring game.
Yeah, under 44, I don't mind.
Oh yeah, I like the Patriots too, but I don't like them a lot.
Raiders minus three at the Chargers. I think the Chargers are done.
I think so, too.
And the Raiders have been good on the road all year, and it's not like this is a tough road trip. I think the Raiders bounce back. Give me Raiders minus three.
The problem is Derek Carr. I've got to figure out what's wrong with his finger, because since he broke that finger, he's just not been the same guy.
He's been David.
I mean, they haven't taken a snap under center in two weeks.
It's not good.
They got to get that figured out, and I don't know. I don't know what he is when they know what's coming. So I'll take the Raiders, but I don't love it until I see them get right.
Steelers minus three at Cincinnati. I like the Steelers here. I think the Bengals have been feasting on really bad teams here the last couple weeks.
I wonder about this one. It's going to be cold there. I almost want to play Cincinnati. I don't think I will play it, but if I had to pick a side, I'd be on the Bengals.
And plus Carolina plus 6.5 at Redskins. Give me Carolina to cover that.
Give me the Redskins. Okay. I like Kirk Cousins against that defense. I think he's going to feast. I think Kirk Cousins was – I almost put Kirk Cousins my number one fantasy quarterback this week. I think I settled for him two behind Matt Ryan, but I think he's going to have a huge day.
All right. Let's squeeze in a phone call real quick. Brittany has been on hold for a while, been very patient.
Say, girl.
Hey, how are you doing?
Sports.
Sports. I was just wondering, I heard you talking earlier about LeBron fans who don't get to see him if they're out of town, and I was just trying to take into consideration, what about the fans who might have had to move out of town, or faithful LeBron fans who don't live in Cleveland for business reasons or family reasons or otherwise, who love him but don't fortunately live in Cleveland and have season tickets?
But like, I'm just saying, what's he supposed to do when they want to rest their guys? Are they supposed to, you know, schedule it around Memphis fans?
I mean, just take him into consideration versus those fans who do live in Cleveland and have the opportunity to see him 41 times a year.
Yeah, but the people who live in Cleveland have to live in Cleveland all year. They need one, at least one good thing in their lives, for crying out loud. Let them have their one thing. You know? All right. Well, that's a fair argument.
No, it is, and I get how a fan would feel about that. I just also think it's one of those things that's unavoidable and it's going to happen. And I don't think it's all that different than buying that ticket and LeBron blows his knee a month ago.
Yeah.
And you were hoping to see him and you didn't get to. All right. John, we missed one here, I think. We're going to need to sort out. But right now, I'm going to tell you, as a matter of fact, you know where I was today, AJ?
You were at Texas Mattress Makers. I saw because you went on Facebook Live.
I did my first ever Facebook
Live. You got to get better with your camera angles.
I got to work on that.
You can't do camera angle from your waist up. That makes you look like a fat troll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need high angle.
Well, no, I was just trying to do my face and then actual mattresses.
Right, but you're going to terrify people.
Okay, well, it was my first try at it.
You need some hot Instagram hoes to give you lessons.
Well, I've got plenty of hot Falcon women that can come on and do this for me.
Okay.
And I'd rather look at them than me anyway. But I wanted to do a Facebook Live. I did it from Texas Mattress Makers. And I got to tell you, they have so many new cool things out there. And this new Athens gel bed that they have is the most amazing thing that I have seen. And what I love about them is they're always trying new things. And they're always trying to create better ways for you to sleep. And they're also saving you a bunch of money because they're making the mattresses there. They're selling them directly to you. And the great thing is you're getting a terrific deal. You're sleeping like a champ. And you're getting a fantastic bed. And they'll tell you, when you go in there and you say, oh, I heard about this. I want to buy this bed. If you go around and check out their other beds and they say, no, this one's better for you. It's a lot. Doesn't cost nearly as much, but it's better for you. They're going to put you on that because they want you to sleep the best possible way. They care about how you sleep, not how much you're going to spend. And you take that extra money that you save there and spend it on everybody else for the holidays. And if you want to talk about a cool way to do a gift with your significant other, just say, hey, you know what? Let's, instead of getting each other gifts, let's both get each other the gift of a brand new mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And you're going to save on incredibly low prices that beat any retailer and get you a custom fitted bed. And the thing I love most about them, not only are they going to get you a great mattress, they're going to make you a great deal, they're going to save you a bunch of money, and you're going to enjoy the experience because Lax and his crew over there, they're all just cool, cool people. You've all just love them to death. But they also do so much in the community. And right now, the Texas Mattress Maker's Secret Santa Toy Drive is underway. Make sure that kids in need wake up to presents under the tree. Drop off new and unwrapped toys from now until December 21st. And they're all about taking care of the community. So these are good people to do business with. You're going to get a great product. You're going to save a bunch of money. And they do great things. They're the kind of people that you want to be associated with. I love being associated with Texas Mattress Makers. Go visit them today. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. What my secret is, the move on you only if they know what your weaknesses.
I have none, too late to grab them. ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, you know what today is? 10 days from Christmas. So if you want to get somebody a gift and you want to get it delivered and you want to get something cool and you messed up and you didn't get it done, or maybe you want something for yourself, or maybe you got family members coming in and you don't have enough food to cook for them, well, guess who's going to take care of you? Omaha Steaks. If you're looking for the perfect gift, or if you're looking to take care of the family members that are in, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code FRED in the search bar, 77% off. And I love this package. It's been great for us, and we've used it to have friends over. It can last for weeks if that's what you want to do, or if you got a party, or if you want to feed your family that's in for the holidays, or you just want to give a great gift. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything you get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops. Right there, that's worth way more than $50, right? Well, we're not even getting started. 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus just to sweeten the offer, 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz, and we need an update, John. You said you finished the beer?
Yes, I did.
How are you feeling in there?
I think better than the 4 and 5 o'clock hours, just because I had less to drink, okay. And I did more chugging those 2 hours. So I'm coming down.
Good for you.
Good. So on an inebriation scale of 1 to 10, where would you put yourself?
3 or 4.
Okay.
Not too bad.
That's good. I think by the end of the show, you're going to be sober.
Yeah. That's the plan.
That's the way it works.
See, that's why we were kind of encouraging you to pick up the pace a little bit. That's why I finished mine before 6 o'clock. I was about, at my high point, I was probably about a 1.5. Right now, I'm about a 1.
Yeah, not drunk enough to where I would be, you know, singing. But
no,
yeah, but
we miss those days.
Two of those, you'd be singing.
Maybe. No, I wouldn't be able to finish two of those.
What if I said you've got 10 minutes to crush that beer?
No.
Do you think you would sing then?
I wouldn't be able to do it.
What?
Like, I wouldn't be able to crush it in 10 minutes.
See, I couldn't have crushed it in 10 either because I was enjoying the beer and I just sort of wanted to go slow.
Right, but if you had to, you could.
I could, yeah. Yeah.
Obviously. Let's talk to Eric real quick. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I got a bit of a running back issue with my fantasy team. We're a 2 running back, 1 flex, PPR format.
All right.
I have Jordan Howard, Thomas Rawls, and Tevin Coleman starting. Tevin Coleman in my flex, but I have Robert Kelly sitting on my bench. I don't know which one of those 4 I should sit, which one I should start.
I would sit Rob Kelly.
I was thinking the same thing, but y'all made a good point that Kirk Cousins is going to tear apart Carolina's defense, and Robert Kelly's been doing it all year. But, it's a toss-up, and I just wanted to get y'all point of view on it.
Yeah, I think Tevin Coleman may have the juiciest matchup of all those guys because he gets to play the 49ers, but he's got to share carries with Devontae Freeman. Yeah, and the other 2 guys you have to start. So I like Coleman over Rob Kelly.
Hey, one thing I wanted to get to this week before you left, and we never did, the Major League Baseball rule that is going to ban offensive rookie hazing.
Yeah.
I have to ask you a question.
Does that mean players are no longer going to be allowed to please other players forcibly?
I don't know.
Or just not dress them up like women when they do it.
Well, maybe they can't dress up like women, so they probably can't please you while they're dressed up like women. I don't know. I have a general question. The only time I was ever hazed for anything in my life was the freshman year of high school in Lamarck. Back then, they would shave your head. So, okay. Like, I had my head shaved with a mohawk and a ponytail, and it was, it was goofy for a summer, but that's cool. But as far as like making me dress up like a woman or locking me in a cage or peeing on me, if you have an organization where you have to do that, guess what? I'm not really going to be a part of it. Like those fraternity guys, I can't remember the college where they locked the guys in cages and had swastikas and all this stuff around there. I'd be like, guys, you know what? Not really interested in your fraternity. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you haze me. I'm going to let you grab my genitals. That's sorry.
I'll let them do that.
Well, it depends on how much they give me to drink. But who does that? Who puts up with hazing? I
don't know.
I'd be like, bleep you guys. I'm out of here.
Well, it's guys
maybe
who are
it's not my genitals.
Yeah, it's guys who are obsessed with being a part of something. They want to guess like they fit in.
But there's not a fraternity in the world I care enough to be a part of to let you lock me in a cage.
No.
And
I believe I'd whoop somebody's ass for something like that.
Yeah, I'd be the guy who'd snap and walk in with a broadsword and start lashing at people. Say, yeah, you think that was funny? You put me in a cage? See how you like this.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing in college about being pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. We really didn't know where that was going to go.
No.
Not at the time.
No.
It was kind of a fail on all of our parts. We've learned a valuable lesson. Now we know we know if we actually do that, that we're putting somebody in a hell of a lot of pain. So we're doing that intentionally.
Yeah. We didn't talk about this at all, but the Rockets have rescinded their offer to Demo, which makes him an unrestricted free agent.
If you're scared of Wolf, get rid of the
Beaver. Whole thing is very weird. I don't really understand why it's gone down like this, but it has. Demo won't be a Rocket.
But he can't sign with the Nets for like a year.
Yeah, I don't know who wants him and who's going to give him the kind of money he was going to get from the Rockets, but it's a very awkward situation with him, B.J. Armstrong. I don't know how it all went down, but he's not going to be here. And honestly, I don't think the Rockets need him. I think it was best to move on from him anyway. I thought it was silly the Rockets matched that offer.
Yeah, and
they should have just let the guy go.
And they've already got a better Demo and Ryan Anderson. It's a better version. So what do you need that for?
Although I think Demo's maybe a little more effective down low than Ryan Anderson.
He's never healthy. I mean, the guy hasn't been able to be out on the court. I think he's useless. Other than that one quote, he's pretty
much. If you're scared of Wolf, don't go to the woods.
Yeah, which made me love him. But as far as a basketball player, get the bleep out.
Yeah.
All right, so I know what most of you are doing driving around out there right now that are almost home. You're thinking, what am I going to get Fred for the holidays? I'm going to get Fred for Christmas. That's what I care about.
Lubricant.
That's always good. That's a good choice.
Flavored lubricant.
Or something that's flavored and not a lubricant.
Succulent lubricant.
Succulent.
Yeah. Oh, succulent.
No, No. You're talking about succulent barbecue. Yeah. I'm talking about something that's smooth.
Mm, yeah. Flavored lubricant.
No, that's not really smooth.
That's the whole purpose of lube.
All right. I don't know how you got on lube. I really don't. But
you said, what would I get Fred? That's what I got you.
All right. Well, okay. But I think if you're somebody else, you might want to get me a bottle of Whitmire's. And the best place to go and do that, of course, is at the distillery. And they're open today and tomorrow from 3 until 9. So if you're looking for something to do and you're out by there, go by and swing by because you can try all of their great stuff, the full range of Whitmire's products. And you can also sign up for a tour, which, you know what? I'm going to give a tour away here last segment just because I love the people. But you can go, if you take the tour on Saturday, where they're open noon to 6, you can see all their, you can try all their great stuff. And the best part about going there is you can actually buy bottles at the distillery and take them home. And take them home to make them gifts for me. That's what I would do. But go and visit them at whitmires.com for information on the distillery tours. Plus, they also have private events. And maybe you were the one who was supposed to do the holiday party this year and you screwed it up by having it at a McDonald's or a Wendy's instead of someplace cool like Whitmire's. Well, you can make up for it. You can do all kinds of parties. There are bachelor parties. You can do birthday parties. All of them at the distillery. Just go and let them know. And guess what? Tomorrow from 5 to 8, they'll be doing a tasting. It's specs number 30. It's 1420 North Loop 336 in Conroe. So for my Conroe Blitzers, go by and check them out. You can try all of their products. And the cool thing about it, if you go to the distillery, you can try everything. And not all that stuff is available when you go to Specs. But they'll have some great stuff for you at Specs in Conroe tomorrow from 5 to 8. Visit them today at 16711 Hollister or at Whitmires.com. That's Whitmires.com.
Swift moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, Christmas right around the corner. And I got to tell you, the Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram is a win-win, my friends. Not only is she going to be warm and cozy, but that's going to make her want to cozy up to you. And, you know, it's always good for dudes. The Hoodie Footy is the perfect combination. The warmth of a hoodie, the coziness of footed pajamas. It's going to make her happy, and that'll in turn make you happy. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. And if Hoodie Footy's not your thing, they've got tons of other pajama styles there as well. And you can get the Sweet and Sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a Sexy Midnight Fantasy. You buy both those today at Pajamagram.com, and you'll save $5. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back. Oh, I think I'm allergic to something in here. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation, and 1560 and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer. Okay, John, let's see if you can get it right this time. Succulent
barbecue.
Okay, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You get $75 off. That's about to run out, so get your tickets early.
Bless
Jeez,
you.
That's
you okay?
Yeah, I'm just I'm allergic to something in here. I think maybe it's the end of the show. I don't want it to end.
Don't get sick on us.
Oh no, I won't. Don't worry. I may have the leprosy, but we'll figure it out. Get ready to celebrate the big game of Galmedi at the Big Texas Party. Yeah, hopping on.
I have some good stories. My computer won't work. Nothing's happening. My mouse is clicking and nothing's moving. But I have a story about Scott Baio has filed charges against the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Pepper, his wife.
Yeah.
Because he says that she assaulted him.
Really?
And grabbed him by the arms and was yelling at him about grab her by the, because, you know, Scott Baio's like a big Trump guy.
Yeah.
And it, you
but,
know.
So she didn't want to give it away now?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
She wanted him to go under the bridge.
Ah.
And, you know.
And do a little Californication.
And take her on the roller coaster of love. But yeah, so apparently he's pressed charges. He says he got beat up by a girl, which I might just move on, take the L,
yeah,
get out of there.
Yeah, just I had a soul to squeeze joke, but let's just move on.
There's a God, I wish I could pull these up. I'm just gonna have to go off memory. There's a Russian reality TV show, like a game show, and it basically says that they're going to allow, they're throwing people, 30 people, into Siberia for 9 months.
Oh God,
which. Okay, good luck surviving this.
Yeah.
The winner of this reality show is going to get $1.6 million. But they say there are no rules.
Oh, so you could whack them.
You could rape. You can murder. There's drugs, alcohol.
Dude, if I'm trying to win $1.5 million, I'm not going to rape. I'm going to murder.
Right.
I'm going to make sure those people die.
But it does, like, the weird thing is,
and I'm going to eat their flesh.
They say, while the show will allow anything, you still are in Russia. You still have to follow the territories of the of, you know, you're in the territory of Russia. You have to obey the laws of the Russian
Federation.
So you could
win the money and then Putin would be standing there with his guys saying,
which is
you're
more than
under
likely
arrest.
What he's doing.
And
I had a list of FCC complaints that came up after the season premiere of The Walking Dead for season 7.
Yeah,
comparing them to ISIS videos and things like that.
Oh,
but I can't pull them all up to read them to you. So,
oh well,
I'll have to wait for another day.
Have we had any FCC complaints against us lately?
Not in a long time, I don't think.
It's been a while.
Cool. I mean, or maybe they just stopped telling me about them.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, guys, we don't really care. As long as you're not finding us, we don't care. All right. Well, that was kind of Hoffman on Hollywood.
That's it.
All right. What are the odds I can get through this without sneezing again? That's
2%.
2%? I'm going to go 40% because I think that last little outburst where I had 3 sneezes in 5 seconds might have gotten me past it. But I don't know. If I could bet on that, I could tell you where I would bet on it, mybookie.lv. And if you put some action on the games tonight and you want to get your cash when you win, well, you got to wait weeks to do it because at other sites, that's what happens. Not at MyBookie. You're going to get paid. That's why thousands of online players are making the switch to MyBookie. This is my exclusive site now. They're an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and, of course, those fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And better than that, if you're into horse racing like I am, they have a fantastic race book, which I love to sit there and play that all day while I'm playing sports. And if you haven't signed up yet, still time. MyBookie will match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5.